The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rayshon Blyden.
Welcome to a special edition of Political Bombshell on this Saturday night. I'm your host, Rayshon Blyden. You can participate by calling 323-835-1123 or visit politicalbombshow.cf. Lots to talk about. Obviously, we know. Finally, Kavanaugh have been confirmed. Yes, it's about time. So we're going to talk about that. And I want to talk about the hypocrisy as far as Hillary goes. When allegations was against her husband, she had a much different reaction. And so we'll play some of what she said then and what, you know, obviously we know what she thinks now. We're going to play some bites from Juanita Broderick and Kennedy Blaston, Nancy Pelosi, lots of Susan Collins to play of that explosive speech of hers. I have to say I'm very impressed by the Rhino part of my party. I'm very impressed by them. And I wish they'd been like this a lot sooner, years and years ago, standing up to the left, standing up to the mob tactics. I wish they have done this years and years ago, but they're doing it now. Very happy about that. Jason Van Dyke, as you know, he was found guilty. So I'll play a little bit of that. And why do we still have people protesting? He's been convicted, people. So I'll play that. Melania Trump obviously doing really great work in Africa. I love animals and protecting the elephants is very much needed. And so we'll be addressing those things and many other things. Let's get started with some news, obviously. Let's see, what do we have in the news right now? Let me clear my throat. Lots of talking. I've been vaping like a chimney. Got this new vaporizer. It's amazing. As you know, I don't know if you're into vaping, but there's a new way of vaping called squonking, and I love squonking. It's way better than just vaping with the regular tank, but you don't want to hear about my vapories, so let's not talk about my vapories. Okay, I am very happy today, very happy. I mean, he should have been confirmed long time ago, and Dianne Feinstein, I'm sure she had to have known about the leakage of the documents, then this whole freak show wouldn't have gone on, but they knew what they were doing. They wanted to try to stop him at any cost. And thank God they did not stop Kavanaugh! Yes! Okay, so did anyone watch that movie with Lady Stinker? I guess they're saying here that she's not a real movie star and the soundtrack was horrendous. So I don't want to talk about her. Melania Trump reveals she confiscates Trump phone. Oh, well, she confiscated his phone? Wait a minute. This is fake news. Let's look into this. Yo, the Sun. No phony. Melania Trump reveals she confiscated Donald's phone and doesn't agree with his tweets. It's funny. U.S. First Lady Melania Trump has revealed she confiscated the president's phone because she doesn't agree with his tweets. The former fashion model, 48, opened up about her husband's behavior on Twitter, and she said she tells him if she dislikes one of his posts. She was speaking to the New York Times journalist Katie Rogers in Egypt and added she wants the public to focus on what she does and not just what she wears. So she's doing a great job, by the way. Very great job. But hey, I don't know, if I was in her shoes and I didn't like what my wife was doing and she was the president and putting out, you know, putting stuff on Twitter that I didn't like, maybe I would confiscate her phone too. Then you'd hear, "You feminist, you are holding the woman down, blah 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 blah." All right. ISIS warns of knife attack, surprises at concerts. Let's see what the stinky group is talking about here. Okay, this is from PJ Media. Shortly after the 1 year anniversary of the mass shooting that targeted an outdoor concert on the Las Vegas Strip, a pro-ISIS media group is circulating an online poster warning of knife attacks at musical events. Previous releases from Rema Media production included a January poster showing a jihadist standing in front of a cityscape vowing to sink America, and another showing jihadists standing in front of a nondescript legislative building, vowing that soon you will taste agony. The group has also released video, nasheeds, or songs, I don't even know what a nasheed is, or songs to inspire terrorists. So there you have it. I say kill them all. Kill them. Viciously kill them. Not just kill them. Viciously. Viciously! Kill them. Okay. Fox News hosted, stalked, heckled in NYC. I don't know what this is about. Let's see. Fox and Friends, Brian's Kilmeade stalked and heckled into New York subway. A pair of activists, comedians followed around Fox and Friends host Brian Kilmeade, lobbing hostile questions at him on Friday. If you are a public figure after all, you may get questions with or without a camera when you are walking down a public street. Well, that so far hasn't happened to me yet, but when it does, I'm not going to react so kindly like they will. So let me just put it out there. You're gonna come at me, I'm gonna tell you the, well, let's not talk about that. Let's continue. It's a great, beautiful night. So let's continue the night. I took a shot of bourbon because I was celebrating the victory. Wheeler Antique 107 Bourbon. Comes around once a year. I would get it if I were you. It's amazing. If you smoke cigars, even better. So, what else? Rise of strangely unsexy Instagram exhibitionists? What is this? Oh, this, you're right. This is looks nasty. What is this? Ugh. That's gross. This is not good. This is not sexy. The pro-sex pop culture academic contends that misguided posts and Hollywood ignorance plague the current generation. It's time for a major rethink of women's self-esteem. presentation. Yeah, this is nasty. I don't even want to look at this. This is a nasty, a fat statue. I mean, literally fat isn't even the word. Obese, overly obese. This is not, okay, let's close this. I just had dinner. I don't want to throw up right now. So let's skip over that. Over the top fake Saudi prince, flaunted diamonds, Ferraris, and private jets. Okay. Roy Orbison hologram concert invites awe and debate. Let's see. What kind of is this? So I don't even know who Roy Orbison is, so I'm afraid I don't really know what his music is about. Nonetheless, in the darkened Wiltern Theater in Los Angeles, hundreds of people couldn't wait to see a legendary rocker Roy Orbison. A live orchestra pumped up the crowd with a melody of his hits. Old photos of him flashed across a giant screen. Then, the crooner appeared to rise magically from the stage, wearing his signature light gray suit, black shades, and jamming on red Gibson guitar to his 1960s hit Only the Lonely. Fans screamed as they quickly positioned their smartphones to record the spectacular image. This is as good as seeing him in person as you'll ever get. Marvel's 71-year-old Ray Sadowski, who paid about $200 for a pair of tickets to Tuesday night's show, 30 years after his death, Orbison, at least a digital version of him, is going on a national tour. The latest and possibly the most ambitious example to date of how holographic technology is transforming the music industry, the hologram's 65-minute show, which featured 16 songs and orchestral accompaniment, is among the first full-length concerts to feature a holographic dead singer. Huh. Wow. I'm looking at the hologram and it's coming up on the stage. Wow. It really does look good. It looks as if he was there. Is anyone gonna do a hologram of my music when I'm gone? I don't know. Okay, I don't know about that. I don't think I'd want to go see a holographic show. I don't think I would. I want to see someone in person. I don't think I'd go for a show like that, honestly. That's just me. Increasingly, human-like robots spark fascination and fear. I could understand the fear. I definitely understand the fear. This is in Madrid. Sporting a trendy brown bob, a humanoid robot named Erica chats to a man in front of stunned audience members in Madrid. She and others like her are a prime focus of robotic research, as their uncanny human form could be key to integrating such machines into our lives, says the researchers. I don't know. She may not understand the conversation, but she's been trained to detect keywords and respond to them, a source of controversy due in part to fears of human employment. The presence of robots in our daily lives is nevertheless inevitable, engineers at a conference said. The trick to making them more palatable, they added, is to make them look and act more human so that we accept them into our lives more easily. Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it at all, because you're gonna always have bad people, and sooner or later you're gonna have bad people that are gonna figure out how to hack these things and how to make them killing machines. So I'm not down with these things at all. Not at all. Immigration violations, possible sex trafficking at Nevada brothels. Huh. Wow. What's going on here? Let's see. Well, an investigation of three legal Nevada brothels owned by a reality TV star and candidate for the state legislature found immigration violations and indications of possible human trafficking, the county sheriff said. And in inspection this week of the Bunny Ranch, that's still around, Kit Kat Ranch, I never heard of that one, and Love Ranch, never heard of that one, all owned by Dennis Hoff, capped a four-month probe by the Lyon County Sheriff's Office and U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Sheriff Al McNeil said in a statement, Hoff, who appeared in the HBO reality show Cat House about prostitutes at one of his brothels, won the Republican state primary in June for a seat in Nevada Assembly. Wow, I didn't even know that. And is considered the favorite in November general election. Wow. They're hiring a pimp. Oh boy. Hoff denied any immigration violations or trafficking at the brothel and said the sheriff's department was responsible for screening prospective employees. It's on the county, not on us, Hoff told Reuters. So, that is something. That is something. Dems plan to use GOP subpoenas rules to scrutinize Trump. Boy, these people just never quit. They do not quit. They're not legit to quit. Democrats are ready to harass a powerful set of subpoena powers established by Republicans to dig in to the activities of President Donald Trump, his family, and his administration if they win control of the House in November elections. I don't want to talk about that. I don't really. The Democrats are fools. They're power-hungry, evil scoundrels. So, yeah, I don't want to talk about them. Texas police confiscate political yard sign. Okay, why did they do that? That's interesting. Let's see. Why are we confiscating political signs? Let's see. It says here, Texas police confiscate political yard sign showing elephant with trunk up a girl's skirt. Oh my goodness. Oh, I see it. That's not funny. I see what they did there. I don't know that they sort of confiscated it. I mean, I guess it's their right to put it there. I don't think it's hurting anything. Obviously, it's so distasteful and not true. If anything, it's the Democrats who are usually the deviants. A campaign sign in Central Texas this week drew the scorn of an elected state official, and then it was confiscated by the police. At issue in the small community of Hamilton was a homemade yard sign featuring an elephant decorated in red, white, and blue with its trunk up the skirt of a female saying the word help. The sign said, "Your vote matters." Other signs promoting Democrats from U.S. Senate candidate Beto O'Rourke to Agriculture Commissioner candidate Kim Olson were in the background. This is supposed to be Judge Kavanaugh's young daughter, Texas. Wow, I didn't. That's sick. Okay. Maybe I'm wrong. It should have been confiscated. Let's see. 2020 primary season is on the way. Midterms. Senate races move to the right. House race moves to the left. Huh. Well, that is something. Let's see what's going on. It says here, the nomination fight, come on, close these stupid things. The nomination fight over Judge Brett Kavanaugh has injected new velocity into the midterms elections, reshaping races across the country and sharpening the already bitterly partisan tone for the final 4 weeks stretch before November 6th. Much uncertainty remains, not least because of the rapid fire of evolving crises that have marked President Donald Trump's term in office. But for now, the weeks-long Kavanaugh saga appears to be pushing the House races towards Democrats, even as it has given Republicans better odds of maintaining control of the Senate. I don't know about that. Don't know about that, folks. Don't know. NBC station fires reporter for wearing MAGA hat. Wow. Wow, talk about, wow, that's something. I hope Fox News picks him up. He don't deserve to lose his job because of that. Speaking of that, Fox News is the one who reported this. It says here, a television reporter in southern Minnesota might need a new hat saying, make me employed again. James Berner, a multimedia journalist for NBC affiliate KTTC-TV in Austin, was fired Friday reportedly for wearing a Make America Great Again hat while covering President Trump's rally in Rochester on Thursday. As the rally got underway, images of Berner wearing the bright red hat began appearing on Twitter. Whoops, we couldn't access this tweet. Noel Senderstorm, the station's new director, told the Star Tribune of Minneapolis that the station's policies does not allow staff members to wear apparel from political campaigns while covering stories. Berner had uploaded a video of himself appearing to celebrate while dancing in the newsroom on Trump's inauguration day. Me watching the Trump inauguration, he wrote in the description. Sunderstorm told BuzzFeed News that Bonner was fired for wearing the hat during Thursday's rally, not because of the political views displayed on his social media pages. Bonner doesn't have a listed phone number and didn't immediately return a social media message seeking comments on Friday. Wow. That is something. That is something. Wow. Spacecraft spotted on space station live feed. Does this sound like a Sun story? Let's see. Yeah, well, close enough. Daily Star. NASA is lying huge alien spacecraft spotted on ISS live feed sparks frenzy. Let's see if the video will play. Let's just try to describe it to you when it comes on here. Okay, so this yellow dot is following something there. Let's see. I don't see anything. I don't know what I'm looking for. I still don't see anything. Okay, what's that? On the left, I see something. I can't tell what it is. It could be a spaceship. I don't know. It definitely doesn't look like anything I've ever seen flying. I could tell you that. Okay, they're zooming in on it. Let's see. It's too fuzzy. I can't tell what it is. I can't equivocally say that this is a spaceship, but I could equivocally say that this is looks like something I've never seen flying before. I don't know what it is. So it's possible that could be a spaceship. It definitely could be. Or it could be something that the government is working on, a new type of technology. Oh, I don't know. I can't say equivocally what it is. So yeah, I can't tell. It's definitely nothing I've ever seen before. Nothing I've ever seen before. So 93% of people can't name all of these famous cowboys from an image. Can you? Nope. I'm ashamed to say I can't. I can't. I wish I could. I wish I could. Let's see, what do you have here? Box office TV ratings. Well, let's see, it is Saturday after all. It's not normal, so I don't normally do stuff like this, but since it's Saturday, let's see. What is this there? Okay, nah, I don't want to do this. I'm not into that. Too much to cover today. Can't get into this kind of stuff. Okay, so let's see here. What else do we have going on here? Avanti turns radioactive as liberals blame porn lawyer for confirmation. Let's see. Well, before we play that, let might as well play some sound of the confirmation. Let's just gotta look at my sound bite list here to figure out which sound it is. Let's see. I have a lot of sounds, so bear with me, please. Bear with me. Don't leave me. No, please don't do it. No. Oh boy. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty perky. Pretty happy. Pretty happy, honestly. I'm pretty happy. I know TNDP, they're not, but hey, such is life. Such is life. Such as life. Okay. Huh. Come on. I'm trying to read fast. But here we go. Okay, so. Soundbite 26. Soundbite 26. Where are you? Soundbite 26. Okay, let's just play him being confirmed. Then I'll get back to that story after that.
Expressions of approval or disapproval are not permitted in the Senate gallery. Are there any senators in the chamber who wish to vote or change a vote? If not, on this vote, the ayes are 50. The nays are 48. The nomination of Brett M. Kavanaugh of Maryland to be an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States is confirmed.
Okay, so that's great. He is confirmed, finally. So now let's get back to this story about Gavanti turns radioactive as liberals blame porn lawyer for confirmation. Okay. Where are we? Okay, so some of the allegations levied against Judge Kavanaugh illustrate why the presumption of innocence is so important. I am thinking, in particular, not of the allegations raised by Professor Ford, but of the allegations that when he was a teenager, Judge Kavanaugh drugged multiple girls and used their weakened state to facilitate gang rape. The outlandish allegations was put forth without any credible supporting evidence and simply parroted public statements and others. So, since I already waited on this, there's plenty of sound bites that I need to play now, because it kind of dovetails into what I just read there. And hold on, I just gotta flip through here. Again, I don't have a sounds person doing my sounds, so I gotta read and do it all myself. So bear with me, don't blow up. Stay tuned, I am very much working hard, and I hope that you enjoy the content that I'm spending my Saturday night to bring to you. So, let's see here. Well, you know actually who I want to start with, though, because this is too delicious. I mean, where we have here? Okay, so when Juanita Broderick accused Hillary Clinton's husband, Bill Clinton, of rape, I want you to listen to what Hillary said. This is the one and only thing I've ever agreed with Hillary. It's the one and only thing. So let me just get queued that up. This is the one and only thing that I agree with her. Listen to what she said then.
Well, I would say that everybody should be believed at first until they are disbelieved based on evidence.
Let me play that again.
Well, I would say that everybody should be believed at first until they are disbelieved based on evidence.
So what she just said there, in plain English, you're innocent until proven guilty, not the other way around. Not the other way around. Okay, you're innocent until proven guilty. It's the way of America. That's the way we are. And since I've opened up the can of worms about Juanita Broderick, I got some more sound bites of her, and she's talking about Chelsea Clinton's Kavanaugh's comments. And so this is her reaction to Chelsea Clinton's comments on Kavanaugh. So let's have a listen.
I think it's ridiculous, Ed. I truly do. I feel like that she needs to say something about her own family and deal with her own family and what they did to me before she can even have the right to make a comment against Judge Kavanaugh or in favor of Dr. Ford.
Okay, so, and I also want to continue on with Juanita Broderick. She wants, basically, with De La Puta, I forget her name, who said that she was raped by Kavanaugh, she didn't have anyone to corroborate her story. So Juanita Broderick, she's talking about evidence that she had in as far as when she was raped by, or allegedly raped by Bill Clinton. Listen, oops, I'm sorry. That's what happens when you do live, okay? Let's do that again. Let's find it. This is what happened with live radio, live broadcast, live podcast. You sometimes things happen. Okay, so soundbite number 22. Okay, and take two.
Ed, my goodness, I had the lady that found me 30 minutes after the rape, and I told five other people. I had the documentation of the seminar that I was supposed to be attending that day, and there were so many things. I can remember everything about the event, and I can't imagine Dr. Ford, if anything like that happened to her, not to be able to remember the littlest details.
Okay, so, and then, which is absolutely right, if you were violently raped, you're going to remember every specific detail. You're not going to not know, you know, just stuff that she should have known. Where, when, why, how, she knew nothing. and no one could corroborate anything she said. She's just a big fat liar in plain and simple English. She's a liar, okay? No jokes about that. No jokes at all. She is a big fat lying phony, okay? Phony. And so, now that I started on sound bites, I might as well continue on with sound bites and then get back to some more news. Or let's see. Let's continue on with some news. Interesting. So, breaking news. Well, this isn't. I already got this breaking news. Brett Kavanaugh sworn in, and we already played sound bites of that. I get breaking news on my phone. Sometimes the breaking news is later than later is usually behind me. So I'm trying to multitask. I'm reading on my Instagram feed. I put up a picture or article that says "Proof the Left Loves Killing Babies," and so I'm getting all kinds of leftist people coming at me. One commented, he was angry, I guess. He goes, "Hell yeah," with 1, 2, 3, 4 exclamation points. "Hell yeah." This is him being sarcastic. "Who cares if a woman was raped and got pregnant, or if she's 14 and pregnant? You can't stop life." So I told him, STFU, if you have listened to my podcast on this matter, you would know where I stood on your comments. Let me say again, idiot Sean, rape is my one exception. And then someone, he writes back, "What about inbreeding?" So I'm not going to continue the discussion with him. Let's see here. So, okay, where are we? Got Aventi, whatever the heck his name is. "Elephant in room at Vatican youth." This is probably, it's tough being a Catholic. Tough being a Catholic, I'll tell you. "We mustn't be afraid of sexuality. French prelate Emmanuel Gablard urged the Vatican Synod on the role of young people, trying to break down the enduring taboo in the 1.3 billion member church. But while the young insist that sex is an unavoidable topic at the month-long meeting of the world bishops, the subject has a low profile in the gathering's 70-page working document." Again, they need to amend the doctrines and let these bishops get married. It's the only way you're going to put an end to it. It really is. "Former Google boss sketching Silicon Valley attack, not making world better place." Let's see. This is from the Daily Mail. "A former Google boss has launched a withering attack on the firm, calling technology giants deluded. Jessica Powell said she had become tired of defending the company in her role as its top PR chief. This is an industry that takes itself far too seriously and its own responsibility not seriously enough," she added. I agree with her there. She's cute, actually. Very attractive. "I want Silicon Valley to end the self-delusion and either fess up to the reality we are creating or live up to the vision we market to the world each day. Because if you're going to tell people you're their savior, you better be ready to be held to a higher standard." Bravo. Ms. Powell 40 launched her searing criticism in an essay and a satirical novel, both published this week. So I can't disagree with her there. I agree with her. Definitely agree with that. "Tech stocks tumble as market Momentum stalls? Good. Netflix down 15% from high? Could be more pain ahead? Good. Top U.S. Admiral warns of Russia sub threat. Let's see what this is all about. A Russia sub threat. Sub threat. What is this sub threat? America's most senior naval officer in Europe, Admiral James Fogo, said Friday that he was concerned about some of the Russia's newer and more advanced fleet of submarines. Russia is not 10 feet tall, but they do have assets that keep me vigilant, concerned. One of them is in the undersea domain, Fogo, the commander of the U.S. Naval Forces, Europe told reporters at the Pentagon. While Fogo said Russia's surface fleet, including its aging aircraft carrier, posed little threat, saying Moscow did not have a robust capital ship capabilities, he did express concerns about Russia's advancements in its development of submarines and cruise missiles. Okay, let's take a quick break here. I'll be right back. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. The weekend's here, time to celebrate.
So we
welcome back. I see the president is speaking now. He's at a rally. Where is he now? He's a rally. He's in Topeka, Kansas. Let's listen and see if he's saying anything.
First time in 19 years, wages are going up for people. And jobs, you can choose the job you want for the first time.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing. Very good thing.
So we are thrilled to be joined by a number of your state's terrific Republican leaders. And I have to tell you that I wasn't supposed to be here because, you know, this is such a big day. This is such a big day. I was supposed to call you. They said, do you mind calling Chris Colbert and Steve Watkins? Do you mind telling them that because of the fact that we are today getting this great, great, talented, wonderful Supreme Court judge?
Yeah, baby. Woo-hoo! Yeah.
Could you call the people of Kansas and tell them we won't be able to make it tonight? I said, I don't have the courage to do it.
You gotta love his commitment. You gotta love it. Go Kansas, except for Tammy Starr.
They called me, they said, sir, we're signing the next United States Supreme Court Justice. They always say, you've heard it, the biggest thing a president can do, they've always said, is Supreme Court Justice.
Okay, so we will keep watching and tune in from time to time. Let's get back to our news here. Let's see what else is going on in the news. Let's give me a second here. My fingers are moving as fast as they can. Okay, so let's see. Rock used for decades as farm doorstep turns out to be a 100,000 meteorite. Let's see. $100,000 meteorite. Let's see. What is this? It was in Michigan, I guess. Alright. Yes, not gonna read that. Okay. Spanish cities grapple with invasion of electric scooters. Chances growing of Brexit deal. EU's Juncker. Juncker. Stylish confusing rides at Paris Auto Show. Just look kind of let's see. Looks. Let me try to describe what I'm looking at to you. Let's see. What am I looking at? It's definitely different. It's futuristic. I don't know. It says here, the Paris Auto Show 2018 may have been devoid of big vehicle launches, but that doesn't mean it was boring. We saw a mix of cool, the Peugeot e-Legend, weird Renaissance E's Ultimo, quick Infiniti's Project Black S, and long range the Kia e-Nitro. Other vehicles appeared in public for the first time, like Bugatti's 1500 horsepower. That's a lot. $5.8 million goes 236 miles per hour. The W16 Devo and Mercedes EQC 400 SUV launching in 2020. Mercedes' incredible electric supercar, the EQ Silver Arrow concept. Okay, that's what I saw above. It looks cool. Honestly, it looks pretty cool. I think it looks cool. Concept seen above. Where am I? Lost it. Seen above also made its car show debut. So I'm looking at some of the different cars. Infiniti car looks very cool, very stylish. The Renault EZ Ultimo. It's not something I would buy if I had the money to. I don't like it. It doesn't look that good to me. The Devo, the Bugatti Devo, amazing. Looks really nice. The Bugatti e-Legend, it only shows the inside. I can't really tell what it looks like. The Mercedes EQC SUV. It looks like a regular SUV I've seen before. The Audi e-tron looks very nice. Very nice. The cars are looking futuristic. Most of these look very, very cool. Let's tune back in to see the president saying anything. Oops, have the volume down. Hold on a second here. Let's get back and see if he's saying anything. See if I need to tune in for. Let's see here.
So they said, sir, do you mind canceling Kansas tonight? We're going to have... I said, no way I'm canceling Kansas. No way.
No, he's definitely a crowd pleaser.
I had that phone working on that plane. I had that signature going on the plane. And here we are. By the way, you think this crowd inside is big? You ought to see the crowd that's outside.
Okay, so it's one of his electrifying campaign rallies. So it's always great to have, but we have a show to do. So let's continue on with our show here. Okay, so let's play some of my sound bites. I think it's time for some of my sound bites. Some of my sound bites, and then I'll bob and weave back into some news. But right now, I definitely think it's time for some sound bites. All right, what do you think? You want to hear some more of this, or do you want to do some more sound bites? Let's do some sound bites. Oh, it's always entertaining. I love listening and watching his speeches. It's always electrifying and very cool. I love it.
I want to thank Congressman Roger Marsh. What a great friend.
All right, so let's get back to this. Later date shows, if there's anything that's newsworthy, I'll be bringing sound bites from it. So I think, yeah, let's cut it off. We'll cut it off for now, and anything newsworthy, we'll certainly bring it to you at a later show. Is that fine with you? Better be fine with you. Okay, so come on, give me something here, huh? All right, so my news thing is acting up. So even if I wanted to do more news, let's close this thing and try one more time, and I'm done with you. I'm done with it. Okay, so let's see, anything good here? Yeah, this news feed, I have to get something different. This is horrible. It really is. It's horrible. It's too buggy. Okay, so let's get into some of my sound bites. Start from the top. So, justice for, can't pronounce his name, Laquan. Justice for Laquan. So let's read. Did I play this already? The verdict. I actually already played that. So now I'm gonna, let's see if I can find the protesters. Where are the protesters for that? There were some protesters after the verdict is found. Guilty, you still had protesters. Where are these protesters? Let's see. I feel like playing them, giving them any spotlight. They don't deserve any spotlight, honestly. Let's see. I'm legitimately looking for them, and I don't see them right now, so Forget about it. One more look-see. I'm looking, and I don't see them. Okay, I found them. Unfortunately, I did find them. So, okay, let's see. Let's get to the soundbite. Soundbite number 31. Let's play this soundbite for you.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Jason Van Dyke, guilty of second-degree murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, Jason Van Dyke, guilty of aggravated battery.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Jason Van Dyke, guilty of aggravated battery with a firearm.
Okay, so they found him guilty. Then you're going to have the protesters next. They're protesting because he is found guilty. Why are they protesting? They want him to be found innocent?
And making the right decision and locking Jason Van Dyke up and let it be a message to every Chicago police officer. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
It's a tilting point right now. Holding police accountable for basically conducting their jobs with the integrity that they took an oath for. So now we're gonna have, going forward, police thinking twice about being trigger happy.
Okay. So I disagree with bad. You're gonna have you have bad people everywhere. Whether it's bad people that's in law enforcement, bad people in politics, just bad criminals. You're gonna always have a trigger happy because there's bad people in the force. It's gonna be almost impossible to root out all bad. Almost impossible. So I think that there still will be some trigger happy cops out there. So that's just how it is. It's bad, good and bad people everywhere. And I don't think that the forces has been cleaned up of all the bad people everywhere, whether it be in politics or law enforcement. Bad people are everywhere. Bad people are everywhere. They really are everywhere. You can't get rid of all of them. I don't think that it's going to be that easy. It really isn't going to be that easy. So, I'm sorry, I had to tune back in. It's so...
And you remember this. We made an announcement. And since right from the moment we announced, radical Democrats launched a disgraceful campaign to resist... and destroy right from the beginning.
It's true, they did.
Brett Kavanaugh is a man of great character and intellect.
It's true, that's the Democrat way. Okay, I said I wasn't going to cut back in. Okay, I'm going to close that window so I can't cut back in. But it's just so... Okay, so let's see what else we have here. Okay, so they had the protesters, even though he was found guilty, they're still protesting. Smells like a George Soros funded protest to me. Okay, moving right along. You have this actress from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Christy Swanson, and she voices support for Kavanaugh, but I wanted to play in particular a soundbite, and this is for you hashtag Me Too women out there. I want you to listen to what she said. She tweeted something, and the analyst here is going to read what she tweeted, and then she's going to have a little comment there. But I want you to listen to this, and listen and listen well.
Hello, Shannon. Okay. Thanks for having me.
Listen, you know, you get a lot of heat for what you're doing out there in Hollywood, and I want to read one of your tweets from August. Mm-hmm. You said this: women have all the power. We decide everything. When to eat dinner, go to sleep, wake up, date, have sex, get married, when we'll have babies, go to school, go to work and have career, play sports, run for office, and even for POTUS. What's with the victim train? Hashtag women have it all.
Don't victimize. Like, be strong, be powerful. You're not... I have a hard time understanding all these... protests by women and the marches and I don't get it, because we are powerful and we are strong and we just need to stick to that.
So I definitely agree with her cold-heartedly, because, and I think I've said this before, I don't know which show, but I said this, that when it comes to divorce or and having custody of children, even if the mother is unfit, most likely the baby goes to the mother. I mean, it's like super extreme cases where it would go to the father. So it's definitely a state, I mean, a country for women. So I don't know where the Me Too movement gets off talking about women having no power in there and all these other things. So yeah, definitely agree with her there. Definitely agree with her. So Alan Dershowitz, he talks about sexual McCarthyism, and it's a terrible president, and I definitely agree with him there. So let's listen to what Alan had to say here. Let's listen.
I think the phoniest argument is that they didn't interview her. She was under oath. She testified. FBI background checks don't repeat what has happened previously. The two people who they didn't have to interview were the people who testified. Their job was to find corroboration or lack of corroboration. If she has additional witnesses, she should have them put in statements, sworn statements under oath. Then we can evaluate those. But right now, I think the argument that she wasn't interviewed is an absurd one. What would she do? Change her testimony? She couldn't help herself. She could only hurt herself if she changed her testimony.
And agreed. And it's just a bad president that's going on. It really is. It's not, we shouldn't be in the business of saying that people are guilty until proven innocent. We don't live in a country where you're guilty until innocent. It's not how it works here in America. It really isn't. So we are definitely setting a bad precedent. It's absolutely correct. Okay, so, well, I have some Muslims, some American Muslims. They were asked a question if they believe Sharia law supersedes the Constitution. Before I play that, I think I should play a soundbite about what is Sharia law. So we will, let's start off with that. What is Sharia law? Let's go.
Well, there's no set list of things that are or are not Sharia law. In Arabic, Sharia is roughly translated to path to the watering hole, and it refers to a system meant to control aspects of its followers' lives. That includes daily routines, familial and religious obligations, and financial dealings. It prescribes punishments, but those punishments don't necessarily have to be draconian or harsh. If the particular sect of Islam that wrote those Sharia laws is more focused on loose interpretations of the Quran, then they wouldn't include things like stoning or amputation. In the vast majority of Muslim communities, an eye for an eye is seen as an analogy, not as a literal instruction. But extremist groups like ISIS and the Taliban have a more literal interpretation of the Quran and other teachings, so their version of Sharia law includes things like stoning and the oppression of women. Like with all laws, it comes down to who is making the law and how they're enforcing it. When we talk about militant jihadists, it's important to include their desire for Sharia law in the conversation because the goal of establishing Sharia law reveals a lot about these groups. The teaching that these extremists use are from the 7th and 8th centuries, which is a time when institutionalized slavery, honor killings, and the general oppression of women were the norm. So if a group is taking these teachings literally, then we can expect to see a lot of human rights violations. Plus, we know the group wants a legal system with absolutely no separation of church and state. Not only does that give an undue amount of power to the people in charge, it also creates natural incentives by which they can restrict freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and freedom of assembly.
And that's not allowed here in America. So this is why I keep saying no Sharia law in America. Understand? Okay, so I don't remember which show I did, but I talked about some women. They had did something that wasn't that bad, and they got some lashes, the most harsh lashings. And I can't remember what show I did. I'm sure you remember better than I did, but they got lashings for something that was quite simple. That was just crazy, outlandish. It was ridiculous. So okay, so now I just played that bit about Sharia law, and now I'm gonna play, like I said, these are American Muslims in New York. They were asked, does the Sharia law supersedes the U.S. Constitution? And I think it's fascinating what some of these men said. So let's cue that up and cue that up. All right, let's get to that.
Your thoughts, should Sharia law supersede the U.S. Constitution?
No, but I think the Sharia law, it's made by God, by Allah. And the Constitution is made by people. So it's not the same.
Do you believe that Sharia law should be above the U.S. Constitution?
Yes. Yes. Sharia law is completely different than the United States Constitution. As a Muslim, you practice my Islamic law. As a Muslim, but United States Constitution, as a citizen, I have to respect the Constitution. Nothing to do with Sharia law. As a Muslim country, Sharia law is allowed. Other country, no. You have to have a right Constitution.
Exactly. Should any religious law supersede the U.S. Constitution at any time?
No.
Any denomination?
Maybe in the future.
What? Are you kidding me, guys?
Deserve all the people living in U.S. their rights, right? So Sharia law does not contradict with this. Sharia law just protect our dignified. We are like human being. Be respectful. To be respectful in the society.
So you think that the U.S. Constitution should be the law of the land in the U.S.?
Also helpful to protect our Sharia.
Should Sharia law be over the U.S. Constitution?
Yes.
No.
Every country have a different policy and different law, but I respect the law in any country I go.
Do you believe that the tenets of Sharia law should be over the U.S. Constitution?
No. No.
That U.S. Constitution, which is made by people, and the Sharia law is made by Allah, so that is all the way above. That has to be definitely in the land, not for the America, for the whole world, would be
get
above.
The hell out of my
so
face.
So that should be above the U.S.
Definitely.
Constitution.
Yes.
Get the hell out of here. Hell no. You take that back to lands where it is the law of the lands. And it should not supersede the U.S. Constitution. I definitely disagree with the men that did agree. At least there were some sensible ones that said no. Okay, so moving right along from that. Ted Koppel, he credited Trump for CNN's ratings, and I guess the bigwig there, I think Brian, took umbrage to that, but he's absolutely right. I mean, without Trump, they'd be in the, well, let's have you listen for yourself.
Trump has been very, very good for baseball. He has been wonderful for the industry.
If ratings are up, that means what?
The ratings are up, it means you can't do without Donald Trump. You would be lost without Donald Trump.
That's what he says. Ted, you know that's not true.
CNN's ratings would be in the toilet without Donald Trump.
You know that's not true. You're playing for laughs.
Read this.
So, he's not playing for laughs. He's absolutely right. But I only disagree slightly. Their ratings are in the toilet. Without Trump, it would be in the sewer. So, I agree with him with the rest of it, but I think it's in the toilet right now, and they'd be in the toilet, I mean in the sewer, without Trump. So, definitely agree with him. So, Kennedy blasts Nancy Pelosi on her Kavanaugh remarks. She's basically said that he's a dictator. And so Kennedy took exception to that. And this is his comments on what he had to say about her remarks.
I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm gonna be frank. Billy goat brain, mockingbird mouth.
Interesting. Billy goat brain, mockingbird mouth. I think that's self-explanatory. I don't think I need to dive into that. I think that was putting it nicely. I would have a lot worse thing to say about that crackpot, honestly. And again, going back to saying how happy I am with the rhinos. Rhinos are not acting like rhinos. You got Lindsey Graham, Susan Collins, Mitch McConnell. They're all really surprising me. So McConnell, he's talking here about them not being intimidated by the mob. So I think that they should have always been like this, but better late than never. So this is what Mitch McConnell had to say.
And everybody decided to stand up to the mob, do not be intimidated by these people. I just couldn't be prouder of my members for refusing to roll over under all of this intense pressure and all these lies. This is a great day for America.
And I agree. Give credit where credit is due. They did not roll over. They did not. It really didn't roll over. Proud of our First Lady, Melania Trump. See her visit in Kenya. Just want to play that soundbite. She's doing great, great work out there. So let's hear from that.
These young elephants may be orphans, but they are getting some First Lady attention. Melania Trump is in Nairobi, Kenya, where she fed and played with baby tembo, as they are called in Swahili. These gentle giants are in the care of the David Sheldrick Wildlife Trust.
I believe her interaction, her coming here, will create a lot of publicity to the elephants in general, and people will know that these elephants have a right to live and need to be protected.
Melania Trump then brought her Be Best message to children at the local orphanage.
Thank you very much for your beautiful and warm welcome. It's nice to be here with you, and I have a book that I will read. The Lion and the Mouse. Did you hear about the book that before? Yes?
The orphanage takes care of 130 children, including this little boy. Earlier this year, Kenyan First Lady Margaret Kenyatta launched Beyond Zero, an initiative to eliminate maternal deaths. Nairobi residents see Melania Trump's visit as a sign of support for the campaign.
Doing lovely work out there. Definitely one of the most, if not the best, eloquent First Lady. I definitely love what she's doing. So the Senate votes yes to confirm. I believe we already did that. And I want to play some clips from Susan Collins' speech. I picked out four, but I could have easily just played the whole thing. But because of time constraints, I could only pick so much out. So from, let's see, soundbite number 27, 28, 29, and 30. So let's start with the first soundbite here.
The president nominated Brett Kavanaugh on July 9th. Within moments of that announcement, special interest groups raced to be the first to oppose him, including one organization that didn't even bother to fill in the judge's name on its pre-written press release. They simply wrote that they opposed Donald Trump's nomination of XX to the Supreme Court of the United States.
So, this is a very good point there. I mean, it didn't matter if he elected Hitler from the grave, they would have still put out the same message there with XXX. It didn't matter who he elected. It really didn't.
A number of senators joined the race to announce their opposition, but they were beaten to the punch by one of our colleagues who actually announced opposition before the nominee's identity was even known. Since that time, we have seen special interest groups whip their followers into a frenzy by spreading misrepresentations and outright falsehoods about Judge Kavanaugh's judicial record.
And that's a great point again. This senator didn't even know who the nomination was, who the nominee was. It didn't matter. They opposed it. And it's because, honestly, they hate this president. He's a president for the people. He's elected by us, the people. And you have the Democrats freaking out.
Informed by Alexander Hamilton's Federalist 76, I have interpreted this to mean that the president has broad discretion to consider a nominee's philosophy, whereas my duty as a senator is to focus on the nominee's qualifications as long as that nominee's philosophy is within the mainstream of judicial thought.
Again, another great point there. Another great point there. Okay, let's continue.
There are some who argue that given the current special counsel investigation, President Trump should not even be allowed to nominate a justice. That argument ignores our recent history. President Clinton, in 1993, nominated Justice Ginsburg after the Whitewater investigation was already underway, and she was confirmed 96-3. The next year, just 3 months after independent counsel Robert Fisk was named to lead the Whitewater investigation, President Clinton nominated Justice Breyer. He was confirmed 87-9. Supreme Court justices have not hesitated to rule against the presidents who have nominated them.
Okay, so that's a very powerful statement she just made there. So it's basically what's good for the goose is good for the gander, Democrats. Bill Clinton, the same things happened under him. I didn't hear you bellyaching about it then. So shut your mouth. It doesn't matter what you think, as The Rock would say. Okay, I'm having a good time. How about you? I'm having a lovely time. A lovely, lovely time. So that's pretty much it for my sound bites. I don't have any more sound bites. So I do have one more. I forgot in my last show, soundbite 4, I couldn't find it, but I actually did find it, the missing piece. So let's just play it.
No one, under any circumstances, is allowed to speak up if you're on this side of the equation. But guess what? We're speaking up like nobody has ever spoken up before.
Agreed, definitely agreed. And the rhinos, as of late, they're definitely speaking up. They are not taking it anymore. They are fighting back, and they should have been fighting back a long, long, long time ago. So let's see if I have anything else to add to this. One more time, I'm going to try my news feed, and if it's a blank, a bust, then... And it seems to be a bust. No, I got nothing. Well, I found some stuff. Oh, this is liberal news. I don't want to read liberal news. Let's go to conservative. Yeah, it's interesting. So with the liberal section, I have two sections. Conservative news and liberal news. Under the conservative news, it seems to be messing up. I got zero stories showing, even though I could see the number of stories for the different feeds. But when I go to my liberal one, it's showing everything. So wonder what's going on with this. I wonder what's going on with this, huh? Well, I guess that's it for my show then. I don't have much more to talk about. And it was nice spending a nice Saturday evening with you. And God's willing, I will be back with you on Blue Monday, back to work.
Political corruption fills the nation. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. A political bomb, so come on people, let's go. A political bomb, so come on people, let's go.